Zeg het niet van Gloria, of niet van Tuchus, zeg het niet van Daniel Schenen van Joshua Fowl. Okay, so if you heard the conversation, Be'ez Hashem, not this Sunday, but the Sunday after, we'll have a Bechina, oral type Bechina, if you want to come in, or you can be on Zoom, and on what we had from since the last, but when did this start? When this Bechina was on her Chakos, and what was before that?
Festus
and Harchakos. And then we're going to continue Be'ez Hashem, the learning during the week, regular continuation. So I can't afford to say we're going to take off a week for the Chazar week. So okay, it'll push you a little bit, So, but we'll give the extra week. Okay, I think there's one more packet we have left, 16G, that we're going to do today. Berhatzis Panav Yadav Raglav. So that's the Gemara Ksuba Samach Aleph. Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Chanani, Amar Rav Huna. Kol Malacha Sheisha Oso Labayla Nido Oso Labayla Chuz Mizikas Kos Vatsos Mito. Berhatzis Panav Yadav Raglav. So she can't wash his Panav Yadav Raglav. So the question is, what does that mean to wash Panav Yadav Raglav? What does that mean? I mean, if you can mamash take a washcloth and wash somebody, then you're touching them. Then of course you can't do that because you can't touch. So obviously there must be a chiddush of Rachatzis Panav Yadav Raglav. So let's take a look at the Bayis HaKotzer in the Torah's HaBayis on page 2. Yechol Isha Malacha Osu L'Bay L'Nid Osu L'Balach Chutz Min Muzikas HaKos V'Artsos Esav Mitor V'Chutz Et Panav Yadav V'Raglav. So Muzikas HaKos V'Kol Shol Yayin. Right? V'Kol Shol Yayin. That's another thing I meant to tell you. Do you have the Ezra the packet here that I had in Mezigas HaKos?
Does everybody know which number it was?
Because there's another Nakuda that we never talked about that I just want to mention. That there's some poskim that are machmir on that you can't be magish macholim to your husband. Right?
Can I find it?
Yeah, it should be in the packet of Mezigas HaKos. And the poskim quote, in other words, Hagashach Macholim. In other words, you want to give your husband soup and put the soup in it, or you want to give him a plated meal and put it in front of him. In other words, Hagashach Macholim. So there's nowhere in the Gemara that says there's such an issa. Of Agashas Machol, but there is a shita in the poskim to be machmir on even Agashas Machol, not to give him soup in front of him, as if a woman's dishing out soup for the people, so not to dish out soup for him in his presence, or not to put food on his plate, Agashas Machol. So that some people are machmir on a body thought meeker and then you're not. Well, you can give me a shulchan aruch. Yeah, neither. Shulchan aruch bay is your day base, and I'll show you where it's brought in shulchan aruch. So you could. So that is one thing that I neglected to speak about. In other words, even if I'm telling you that you don't have to be machmir, you always I want you to know about the shita. Understand that it shouldn't be you walk out of here and say, oh, I never heard of such a thing. Now, but in the Gemara, it doesn't say that. It only says Mezigas HaKos, and Shiluach HaKos. But there's a Chumra, who is it? The Marash Ostreich. From the Marash Ostreich. has this chumra of hagashas macholim. So some people are machmir for that. But Rabbi Bai thought, well, you know, why should we have to be machmir? It's not in the Gemara, it's an added chumra. So he didn't think you have to be machmir for that. Rabbi Bai thought it's only, you know, kos. Kos means wine. And Rabbi thought maybe what machmir for other intoxicating beverages, you know, you're pouring beer for your husband or something like that, schnapps, vodka, you know, things like that. But and here he did. Torah Sabayis writes befeirish mezigas hakos b'kol shel yayin shu margil erva. So Ezra Hagler Shlita was kind enough to bring me a Shulchan Aruch. Hagaon of Ezra Hagler Shlita was kind enough to bring me a Shulchan Aruch. So, I will be able to tell you hopefully exactly where that. This is a tour, this is not a Shulchan Aruch. Ezra? Oh, it's a tour and a Shulchan Aruch. Oh, thank you, Ezra. Ezra's right. Ezra's right. Ezra Shlita is right. Yep. Okay. So here we have. Here we have on Kuf Tzadi Hei and Yud Gimel Kuf Tzadi Hei Siv Yud Gimel Shei 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 Asur Lim Zog Lo Kachu Asur Lim Zog Lo. Right, so that's you know Mezigas Hakos. And but the Nosei Kelim and you know other machalim as well, and yeah, let's say here we go. In the Shach Sifkat Yud Gimel. Kosef Habach, so you should look this up. It's probably it's one of the packets also, but in Yerideya Kuf Tzadi Hei Sifkot Yud Gimel in the Shach. Kosef Habach Matzasi Kosef Bedroshus Marash Me Ostreich Minhage Marash. Right, we have in the library Minhage Marash. Is that Rav Shalom of Rav Shalom Neustadt? We'll look it up in your
Marash.
Minhage Maharash. I think it's Rav Shalom of Neustadt, if I'm not mistaken. No, that's what it usually is. But he says Shalokidin Osim Abalabatim Shamanichim Neshosem Lisa Ka'oros V'Kayotim El Malshukhan. That the women take the plates and put it on the shulchan in front of their husbands, just meaning they have a mezigas hakos. So if a woman would, you know, give soup to her husband and put the plate of soup in front of him, or you know, she can put the serving plate on the table, but you know, when you have plated meals. You know, some people, you know, they give the soup to the husband, you know, or something like that. That wouldn't be proper. So that's called Right? Shalom of Neustadt?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, Shalom of Neustadt. We have it. It's in the library. Yeah, Marash. Yeah, thank you. Minhage Marash. Yeah. It's a good safer. You have to have a Minhage Marash. You know. So everybody thought we didn't have to be machmir for this chumrah. But some people are. So Ravani's machmir for Yayin and other tatsuke, but if your wife pours you soda or something like that, or even gives you a soup, because it's mistaber that the kos has a special, Indian. Why did the Gemara not say, Hagashas Ochel? The Gemara could have said that, but it says Mezigas Hakos. And we told you, if I told you also from the Satmar Rebbe, that even Mezigas Hakos might not even mean what, might only mean what. Diluting the kos, not even pouring. So the whole thing of pouring in front of is a chiddush as it is. And I think probably the Satmar Rebbe is right, even based on a rashba. Because that's what maziga doesn't mean, to pour. That's not what maziga means. Maziga means to mix. So now you want to add it's a chumra al-pal chumra, but there are people that machmir. It's in the shaft, so it's not but if somebody's not, you can't for taina, because.
But he says, and here he explains, it's mezigas hakos because shel yayin shehu hamargil le'erva. The word soup is not margil le'erva. The word chicken is not margil le'erva, but that's what Rav Abadi's pointing out. It's something intoxicating. So you have somebody drink something intoxicating, that could be margil le'erva, because it gets you in a certain mood. But it's not going to happen when you give when you give an apple pie to somebody, you give him his dessert, his piece of cake. And the woman is cutting the cake, and then she's giving it to the different people at the table, giving it to her husband. And she's a nida. It's not margil erva, but it's yayin. So as I said, the whole thing with yayin is not poshut, that it means just yayin means diluting the wine. So this shach from the Mara, but as I say, you have to know everything. Even if it's something that I don't necessarily feel that you have to ask him, like, you should know that the sheet exists. You cannot know that this is the Marash Meostrech, Rav Sholom of Neustadt. But it's only Befanav, Rav Sholom Befanav Mutaras Afil Yodeji Mitziyosu Herachatz Upanav Yodhil Besonav Afil Hu Rochetz Vihi Mutzachetz Vehitzum Hazom Yodhil. So now the question is, what does it mean, Hachatz is part of Yad Ragov? So he says, Afil Betzon, Afil Hu Rochetz Vihi Mutzachetz. What, she's pouring the water, and then he's going to wash himself. But he says, if she's mamish washing him, then that's Pashat, that's Asher. So Yeshkan Megias Basa. So then you have Megias Basa. So if you have the Gias Basar, so then so the Chiddush is even what she's Himotzakis. She's pouring the hot water in something, and then he washes himself by himself. Even that's us. But if she would take a towel and a bathing, washcloth or something like that, and get it wet, and then go to him directly, and so that for sure is awesome. And that's what the Meiri writes here on page 3. Echatzis panav raga perushu af below maga, v'shehi yotzekes al yodo. Is it meaning that she's pouring on him? Or does it mean she's just... Because he says, Mikom wakom, yichol lehi lachamim es hamayim lohanichim lefanav. In other words, she could pour She can pour water and leave it there. So let's see. Let's see what more. And there's a. Let's see. First, you take a look at the Rabbeinu Yonah in the Geras HaTshuva. So he writes, Asur Loseis Mivnei Baila Kitor Shalmayim. So he says that she can't put some water in front of him. That's a big chumra. Whereas she's just putting a water in front of him. And then he's going to. So that's the biggest chumra. That you can't even. And there's a tour on page 7, it says, also litzok lo mayim lirchot panav yad rabo fiu einu no gospel. So how is it brought here? Take a look in the Shulchan Aruch here, page 8. Good base. Asur litzok lo mayim lirchot panav yad v'raglav. Afilu eino no gospel. Afilu him tzonim. So, what does that mean? So that means that she is pouring. In other words, the Taz says it means she's pouring water. In other words, this is while she's pouring water, and then she's using that water. Now, is she pouring it on him, or is she just pouring it like? Says Mashma the Muteres Malchim Lomayim Bekli, but to be Mechin Lomayim Bekli, that is Mutter, except for the Rabbeinu Yonah Shita. So because of Rav Rabbeinu Yonah B'Sevi Drashos Hanoshim the Osul Losi is Lifnei Bayi Lakito Shomayim V'Kei L'Shiyichet Zvehim Ravu M'Jeshu Derech Chiba. No, so it's mashma here from the Taz that she's pouring the water on him. In other words, she's pouring, and then he's like spreading it out or something. Like she's. So Rabbi Yonah says, even if she's not, even Rav Sobolovsky say for Anita, if you're thinking this quote from Rav Shechter, that. Or maybe Rav Shechter, it is ours. I think it's not safe for Rav Shechter that maybe it's included that she can't like turn on the bathtub for him. But it could be that I don't know what Rav Shechter meant or what it was meant not safer, but it could be that the is only the fun of. So a lot of times she's going to make the shower for him, the bath for him. It's not befunif. It's not befunif. That would be So these are the two shitas. Either to be yotzek the mayim. So it seems over here. The chotzes part of the other grav also. The davar zeh shenotan the mayim will kli tchila b'litzik alav bo mikri chitza klal. Yalomomer the nesinis mayim were hachotza also, but it doesn't say that. Miyotzeches al yodav mikri shapir chitza. Uvadik pichus the in isur b'litzik mayim luchud. But that's the Muhammad de Geshita, the Rabbeinu Yona. You see, here's the Sefer Derech Basami, it's always a good Sefer to look at. Page 11. He says, "Hakatzas part of Yadav Raglav b'mayim she'osu ala lo bibay she'osu lo lerachto biyadeha and I'll feel derech iroi aser." So derech iroi means she's pouring. She can't cause a varashpa. Hakatzas part of Yadav I feel mitzayin I feel who rochets v'hi motzakas. They said, "Mash b'chol isus and we should be as mayim alav derech itzika." So that's clear. It means pouring water on him. She can't pour water on him. Well, that would mean if he was standing in the shower and she turns on the thing, then it goes directly on him. So it's like she's pouring water on him. Maybe something like that. And the Rabbeinu Yonah's Kiddush is not pouring water, she's just bringing him water. But I think even the Rabbeinu Yonah, at some point, is only if it's befunif. So if she would turn on the bathtub, pashtus, when he's not there yet, then it should be okay. So here is a discussion in the Minchas Yitzchak on page 12. Derech Mashe Shilaprachti Muteres Achim Lo Ambatia Shalom Befanav. Mashe Chasav B'Tshuv is Shevel Levi. The Ambatia Gam Lataz Oser. So he wants to say that it would be Oser. That's too much of a Chiba. Even if it's low Shalom Befanav. But he says no. If Hatzas Mita is Mutar Shalom B'Fanav, there should also be Mutar Shalom B'Fanav. So if it's a Tzorech, for some reason she has to turn on the thing, I don't know, he can't reach the thing to turn on the bath. So she can do it Shalom B'Fanav Mikra Din. Yeah, and Avada Machmir Tovol of Bracha, V'chulei. So he says that the Shevet HaLevi was Machmeh Mishalom B'Fanav, which he says it's considered Chiba here, the Shevet HaLevi. Here, the Shevet HaLevi is on page 14. He says, Ivra, the second paragraph, one of the things that I bracketed. He says, "Nirlani is like the posh of the Chayom Yisham Batia b'chol bayis. We have bathtubs. The Gamla Taz asur alachim loham Batia v'chitzah kol guf. Even though the Taz is makel against the Rabbeinu Yonah, But he says Ambatya is their achiva. It's awesome. So the Milchus Yitzchak says he doesn't think. Yeah, this is from Rabbi Shechter here on page 15. The wife should not turn the shower on for her husband, and she could not fill up a bathtub for her husband. Yeah, so that's, you know, here he's saying even a shower. See, even the Rav Vosner, I don't know, was machmir on a shower. I mean, if you are machmir for the Rabbeinu Yonah, so then it's. But even the Rabbeinu Yonah pashas is only befanav. So if she turns on the shower, and he's not in the room of the shower yet, it could be that. But this is a big chumra. This is even, I mean, it doesn't say that has to be befanav. But chor pashas is, it's Rabbeinu Yonah is only befanav. So basically, the two shitas are either it's talking about that she's pouring water on him. But if she would just bring him water, that wouldn't be a problem. And the Rabbeinu Yonah says only if he even is bringing water. But again, it's pashas befanav, unless you. Like Rav Vosner said, that in our bathtubs today, you know, you could say it's more terechiba, it's a nice, you know, fancier type of thing than just bringing a cup of, a basin of water. The Shevet HaKahossi, you got it, page 16, the Halakha Shevet HaKahossi. Of Shammai Gross, he speaks about Ishto Nida. Can you give like washcloths to your husband, wet washcloths, to do a compress? So he says. He says, "If a mappa he wrote to fail by his mouth, be a rosal hachimov, the fun of." In other words, if it's wet enough that if you put your hand on it, then your hand will get so wet that it'll wet another thing. So then that's also, but that's only lachor if you hold like Rabbeinu Yonah, if you machmir for Rabbeinu Yonah. If you hold like the other shitas, like the Taz, that not like Rabbeinu Yonah, then you have to pour directly on him. And if ain't a mappa tofeh honas lat piach, then it's mutter. I feel the fun of, because that's nothing. He says, "After the question of Shabbat Chashuv, and the Hechagam Rechitz Mutter Zayim B'Choila." If there's a choila, then a volcanship of Shuzin needs to issue Yatsum Enof, Milros, Echim Machino, or Mapa, or Tuva, Shalom Fonof, or Teres. Shalom Fonof is Mutter, so he can close his eyes. But the Taz was Mako, you know, against the. Taz was Mako against the Rabbeinu Yonah. What about Negel Vasser? Al Tito Chalucha, Odos Loti, on page the Buchacha, Asian Obama Buchach. The Hill of the Buchacha, page 18. What does Lotito Chalucha be Michel Lonotol Yad of Shachris? Claim of Mine Shalotius Yadim Shane Litlum, Michel Lonotol Yad. Unira shall you be Nochi and Capeda? Shalaba Fan al Shufa, Michel Lonotol Yad. I'll call upon him in my mind, the Nochi and Shufa Poshu, she worry no. Yet she is to need the Shamon, one of mine be at small on a Shulchan. It is for mine, who we call them Shane of Old Sali Yosita.
part of the mind of the Nachri or Shulchan Pasha change. Nachim Vim Maim Melmu. Ishto need the Shatama the fun of her mind be at small. Ala Shulchan. She does it with a Shinoi. Achlahomid is a Mayim Kli Kodam Shaina. Well, that's it. Yes, it's up. He quotes here. So giving negative, so as much as the Eichel Avram is the Knape also points out that on page 19 that the Eichel Avram is machmir that she shouldn't give him negavas of water. But he's saying he's talking about something else. He's not talking about the harchaka really. He's talking about to have the water being prepared by somebody that's tomei. It's a whole different thing. But he says to give water to the husband. Say, like, sometimes, like at the Seder, sometimes the husband stays, the wife brings the Tilas Yadayim water for the meal. Like some people do at the Seder, they're Acheris. So that could be a problem. Even if it's not a bath, yadav. If it's befanav. But if you don't like the taz, then it'll be mutter, because the taz shita is that all the pouring on him. Someone would say here in the Sefer Imre Yosef, page 21, that maybe it's only pun of Yod Devaraglav. You need that he's taking a real bear, not just washing his hands. But of pun of Yod Devaraglav, all three. Of Al Kolach and Benifrad, maybe that's mutter. You need all of them, just like it says in Shulchan Aruch on a Friday, you should be Rochet's pun of Yod Devaraglav. So it doesn't mean you can choose. Either you're going to wash your hands and not take a shower? No, it means part of Viryadov Viraglov. And then the chiddush of the buchacha is that you can do it all day shinoi. With the left hand. But he thinks that we don't see that in the poskim of Mayor Bronsdorf says. The Shalom Afanav's mother, but who says Shinoi's mother? That's what the Mayor Bronsdorf doesn't like this heter that he could do with the sheep. You should put down with her left hand. No, the heter is Shalom Afanav. And Rav Tzinner here says he thinks that all these things of Negelvasser and for the suit is not Derech Chiba. But the Batracha was Machmir in this, as Rav Tzinner points out. Pasha says it's. Then he quotes and says, the Chumr not to be. Again, if someone's Tamei, okay.
So usually this shouldn't be so much of a problem. You know, that the woman's pouring water on him. And today, how many times we have a situation where she's bringing water for him. So if for Netilas Yadayim, like by Pesach Seder, then maybe there's a lot to talk about. You know, like the Pachacha, and even that, the Shitas that say that's not their Chiba. So, and the Taz is making a lot of Osmayim. It's only pouring Yitzika, like in Erie. So Yitzika, unless it's an unusual situation, it's usually not going to be the normal type of situation. Okay? So that's the story. Okay, so Rabosai, I think we've officially completed Hachakos. And we made sure to do the Marash Me'ostrach. Right? You're going to see that inside. I'm sure it's in one of the packets that probably in the Mazigas HaKos packet, I just neglected to say it over. Okay, Harav Ben Katz, Seder, and MZ Binter from Chicago.